Nearly all of golf's big names were right there. Tiger Woods, Davis Love, Vijay Singh, Sergio Garcia, and European star Thomas Bjorn battling down the stretch yesterday in the final round of the 132nd British Open. And when the final putt dropped, the winner was Ben Curtis, a PGA Tour rookie playing in his first major championship. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
We ran out of time last week just before you were about to say, Bob, keep an eye on Ben Curtis.
Ben Curtis, yeah. That was the guy. Yeah. And if I'd ever seen him play golf, I'm sure I would have mentioned his name. And that makes me no different than the who's who of stars you just mentioned, who he beat yesterday, none of whom had ever met Ben Curtis for more than the 20 seconds he said he met Tiger Woods once at a college tournament. And this is just extraordinary. It's hard to explain what this guy did yesterday. He's the first player since Francis we met in 1913 to win in his first major championship. They've written books and made movies about we met's win at the U.S. Open back then. And for him to beat that leaderboard and win this event, it's one of the great upsets in the history of sports. It's right up there with the U.S. hockey team at Lake Placid, the Mets in 1969. You pick the upset you think was the greatest. This is in the same paragraph.
Well, how did he do that, John?
Well, he did it in part because Thomas Bjorn, who looked like he had the tournament won, played the 16th hole like you or me. He left two shots in a bunker and made double bogey and played the last four holes four over par. But he also did it by staying unbelievably cool under the circumstances. He made a clutch par putt on the 18th hole that turned out to be the winner, and none of the rest of the guys could close the deal. They all felt this unbelievable pressure. This is a chance to win the British Open. He was just kind of playing along saying, gee, I'm really having a lot of fun out here, aren't I?
That's one of those life-changing moments, isn't it?
Oh, without question. I mean, this guy, last year at this time, Bob, he was playing on the Hooters Tour, which is run by that famous restaurant chain famous for its chicken wings, which is like Class A baseball. And now he gets to the PGA Tour. He never finished in the top 10 in an event. Now he's a major champion. He's a superstar. He's a millionaire today, and he will be playing golf all over the world for a couple $100,000 every time he tees it up for the next few years. It's unbelievable.
And what happened to Tiger Woods?
Tiger could not make putts down the stretch. He started the tournament with a triple bogey, lost a golf ball. Talk about playing like you and me. And he was literally in tears walking up the 18th hole because now he's got to answer more questions about his quote-unquote slump since he hasn't won in the last five majors. And even though he's still the leading money winner on the PGA Tour, for Tiger, five straight majors without a win is a slump.
Davis Love said something about unfair golf course setups at major championships?
Yeah, I think that was frustration speaking. I mean, he blew his best chance to ever win at the British Open. He actually had a ball hit an out-of-bounds stake and come back in bounds on Friday. So he's the last one who should be complaining about unfairness. At the British Open, you get lucky breaks, you get unlucky breaks. That's part of the deal on a Lynx golf course. Ben Curtis was the one who took advantage of the breaks and wrote just an extraordinary story yesterday.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.